Hi, I'm Lynn Warfel, inviting you backstage with the New World Symphony. Every Wednesday, we meet one of the great young fellows, terrific up-and-coming musicians that are members of the New World Symphony. It's a great, great organization right here in our own backyard. This week, we go backstage to meet Todd Cope, third-year clarinet fellow from Dallas, Texas. Todd remembers clearly two really unconventional music influences early in his playing.
When I was in high school, I sort of leaned towards saxophone as well as clarinet, but I mainly focused on saxophone because I wanted to be a jazz major. I was introduced to the clarinet through my grandfather, who was just an amateur clarinetist, but he was a very musical person, and I remember one day he put on that movie called The Benny Goodman Story. The rest is history on Benny Goodman. I mean, he's just he can do everything. I didn't know he was classically trained until I saw the movie. And then I started to read up a little bit about his life and what he had done and his training. That was one of the reasons I've wanted to play the Copland Concerto so bad, because, you know, it was specifically written for him. And to live through Copland's vision for Benny Goodman, you know, it was just, I got to play the Copland Concerto my first year here with the orchestra, and it was probably one of the best experiences I've ever had.
Benny Goodman was just one influence for third-year clarinet fellow Todd Cope. Then one of his college music teachers introduced him to an extremely unconventional musical hero.
When I was in college, I had a fantastic teacher, fantastic mentor, and he brought into one of my lessons this DVD of Jimi Hendrix live at Woodstock. And he says, "You need to watch this. This is how you make music." Watching Jimi Hendrix perform, it's like this freedom in music that I think we should all strive to have. It's so personal, and it really comes from deep within him. And I think he's fantastic.
After spending 3 years with the New World Symphony, Todd Cope has a lot to say about Michael Tilson Thomas, founder and music director of New World Symphony.
When MTT is up on the podium, there's a way that he's able to really bring out everything that we have to offer. I don't even know how to describe it. It's just like, it's magic. His presence, you know, up on that podium, he's able to get every ounce of musicality, every ounce of personality out of you to make these beautiful phrases. You know, I have this experience with him my first year. We were playing two concerts of Symphonie Fantastique. One was at the Adrian Arsch Center in downtown Miami, and the other one was at the Kravis Center in West Palm Beach. Well, in the second movement of Symphonie Fantastique, there's this clarinet solo towards the end. It restates the theme. The clarinet spies out, ba-dee-da-dee-dee-dum. We're at a reception after the concert. And then MTT sees me, and he comes over to me. And then he begins talking about the end of the second movement tonight. Like, how does he remember this? He went on to tell me, you know, for tomorrow night, I want you to try doing this. In this measure here, tonight you did this, and I want you to try doing this. And he was focused in on what I was doing, and it was very personal. At the West Palm Beach performance, the entire performance, it was just electric. It was like the Super Bowl or something. I mean, unbelievable. I couldn't sleep that night. We were all making music together as one giant orchestra, and it was just unbelievable, unbelievable.
How does Todd define a good concert versus an electric one?
The 100% commitment from everybody. At that night, at that time, that moment, all 86 of us were 100% committed for the entire time.
Todd Cope, third-year clarinet fellow from New World Symphony. I'm Lynn Warfel. Join me again next week backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida, 89.7 and 101.9 in the Palm Beaches.